It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Tuesday morning. And here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan. And good morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, USDA put the corn harvest at 41% complete, slightly behind the average pace of 43% and last year's pace of 48%. Soybean harvest is 69% completed compared to the 65% five-year average and 74% harvested last year. Winter wheat seedings stand at 79% complete versus 78% a year ago and 80% on average. Emergence is at 52% compared to 51% last year and the 56% average. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. And this just in, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Holdings says it has agreed to acquire rival exchange, the Chicago Board of Trade, for $8 billion in cash and stock in a deal that combines the two largest futures exchanges in the United States. Cash hog prices today are called generally steady in the western Corn Belt and steady to firm east of the Mississippi River. Mixed calls are seen at the terminal markets, tops from $43 to $45. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar higher today, with a top price of $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, October 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,735. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $53.50 to $67. The weighted average, $63.28, a gain of 22 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.87 to $52, and the weighted average was $49.45. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,498. The base price range was $53.38 to $66. The weighted average, $63.27, a gain of 15 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44 to $51.95, and the weighted average was $46.88.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Obviously, field work on hold across Illinois, Indiana, and a good portion of the Midwest today after following the heavy rains. And another weather system already pushing into the northern portion of the corn-soybean belt, bringing snow to North Dakota, western North Dakota right now. It'll continue to pull cooler air down, and snow is expected across the remainder of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Temperatures will modify as that system heads a little bit to the south, and we look for a mainly rain event once again for midweek. So the plains or the Corn Belt dry weather promoting crop dry down and harvest in some southern and western portions of the region. And rain is starting to diminish across the Ohio Valley, but persistent wetness has caused significant delays in the summer crop harvest and the winter wheat planting. Across the plains, dry weather has returned to the southern half of the region, promoting field work in the wake of the recent heavy rains. Cold, snowy weather, limiting field work across North Dakota and Montana. Conditions remain mostly favorable for winter wheat establishment throughout the region, although the recent spell of cool weather has slowed the crop emergence and growth. In the south, showers and thunderstorms slowing or halting field work there. Harvest activities have been nearing completion from the delta westward, with severe thunderstorms causing local flash flooding and wind damage in the central Gulf Coast states. Heavy rain will abate across the Midwest this morning. However, frequent weather disturbances through the rest of the work week and into the weekend will maintain poor environment for field work. Even though the precipitation totals will not be very great with each event, there is potential for some accumulative snow with each disturbance, but the storm to watch more closely is the upper Midwest on Saturday into Sunday, with several inches of snow may accumulate across the northern portion of the Midwest. Temperatures will be well below average for the next full week to 10 days. Some moderation in temperatures will occur late in the second week of the outlook, and more specifically towards the end of the month. For the Delta and the Southeast, again, harvest progress is very slow to resume in the Delta and the Southeast. Frequent showers may occur in both areas during the next week to 10 days. The outlook may be more favorable for harvesting in the Delta during the second week, with no significant rain expected there. Argentina, restricted rainfall predicted for the next 10 days, and aggressive field work is likely to take place as the topsoil firms up following the recent heavy rains. Planting of coarse grains, oil seeds, cotton will advance favorably with quick emergence and establishment. And in Brazil, rain is still expected across most of northern Brazil during the balance of this week and into the weekend. Some computer forecast models run a little too wet for the region, but rain will still impact most of the areas and significant amounts will reach into the former dry areas. Southern Brazil will likely experience net drying later this week and into the weekend. Precipitation may continue restricted in the interior south next week, but some showers are anticipated. In China, slowly increasing showers and thunderstorms will occur in the remainder for the remainder of this week across eastern China. Precipitation will prove to be ideal for the winter wheat planting, germination, and emergence there after a number of dry and warm weeks. The precipitation will be random and very light today and tomorrow, then increasing late this week through the weekend. By Monday, most of the crop area, expected to be up to 85%, will have received rain, with amounts varying from less than a third of an inch to some locations picking up more than 2 inches of rain. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight training session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 545 and a half, down a half, last trade up 8. March 555 unchanged, last trade up 5 and a half. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 541, down 1 and a half, last trade up 3 3/4. July 464, down a half, last trade up 2 and a half. December corn opened at 316 and a half, down a quarter, last trade up 6 1/4. March 326, down a half, last trade up 5 3/4. May 332, down a half, last trade up 4 3/4. July 334, down a quarter, last trade up 5 1/4. December 320 3/4, down a quarter, last trade up 5 1/4. The red line, March 328, unchanged, last trade up 5. November beans opened at 588 1/4, down 2 3/4, last trade up 7. January, 602, down 1 1/2, last trade up 6 1/2. July, 630 1/2, down 3/4, last trade up 5 3/4. December soybean meal opened at 178.50, unchanged, last trade up 190. December soybean oil opened at 24.93, unchanged, last trade up 18. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Well, it was an explosive final bell yesterday in the wheat pit. Traded an 18-cent range in the last 5 minutes of trade. Pulled up into new contract highs and dragged corn with it. Looks like we're going to have more of the same today.
Well, wheat was only up 3 to 5 last night, whereas corn was up 5 to 6 and beans were up 7 to 8. But it looks like more of a franticness of trying to get in and be on the long side. Usage they're talking about as being going to be better than the demand led, so that's leading things higher. We still do have a huge crop this fall, but usage is huge, and that's what's taking it up.
Certainly pushed next summer's bullishness right into the fall. What are you looking for the opening calls?
Opening calls this morning are soybeans 4 to 6 higher, corn 3 to 5 higher, wheat 3 to 6 higher.
What do we do about this if you're a producer?
If you're a producer, depending on how much you've sold, but beans, because of next year's crop, I'd be holding on to all those. Corn, I would be selling a little as it continues to go higher. Selling some cash, I can't remember what somebody told me they got for cash this morning, but it was over $3. And, I would be selling a little cash every time it goes up a little.
You want to be 50 to 60% sold at these levels?
I would like to be, yeah. And if you're not sold at all, I would be selling, quite a bit of it, especially what you can't store on the farm.
You wouldn't want to put it into commercial storing at those prices?
Well, you can, But if you're already at $3 or $3.20 on corn, how much more do we have to go to make up that storage? That's the question there. There's people talking $4 and $5 on corn, so that's got a lot of people just slam their door shut, and I think that's a mistake. I think you either should either be selling on the way up or you should be protecting the bottom price with maybe some puts.
What about over at the Merck today?
At the Merck, we're looking at mixed again. And yesterday, we at the Merck there were lower on the cattle, but higher on the feeders, and then on the hogs, we were mixed on those. At one time, a little higher; one time, a little lower. So, talking on those mixed this morning.
Thanks so much, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.